Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 43rd episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna
and Klaus
Christensen from Apparel Entrepreneurship. And today, most of the talking is going to be done by Klaus. He's the expert on this area, so I'll be pitching in when it's my turn.
Well, you know, my background is as an IT engineer, and I have a Master of Science degree also in digital communications, so I've been working with this stuff. Did you know that some clothing brands that we work with get thousands of visitors to the website every month without paying a cent on advertising? And the same goes for us here at Apparel Entrepreneurship as well. Actually, when we started out with Apparel Entrepreneurship, we created our website with SEO in mind day one. And yes, SEO is what will give you free traffic to your website. And that's the title of this podcast as well. It's Get Started with SEO to Boost Your Online Sales. SEO means search engine optimization. That means, well, for example, when you search for a topic online, the search engine gives you a number of suggestions for pages. And SEO means that you optimize your website so that your pages will be one of those suggested results. That's what it means. And in this episode, we will give you four actionable tips for how to get started and also improve your SEO. And you don't have to be an expert to implement this. This is some basic stuff that you can implement right away. I will also give you tips if you have already started with SEO, how you can improve and boost your online sales with it. SEO is very important. Think about it yourself. What do you do when you want more information about something or when you're looking for a particular product? You probably go and search for it online. And you want to be that web page that your customers find when they search for your type of product or your lifestyle that is associated with your brand. I mean, just try and search, for example, for a sports jacket, winter coat, or I don't know, party pants. You will see a number of shops.
Party pants?
Yeah.
Why not? Party pants.
I actually Googled it right before this episode, so you can try it as well. And for you who has the top search result, you're welcome. Okay. But you will see a number of shops on the first page of the search engine results. And this is not a coincidence that you see those particular pages. They have worked on their SEO so that the search engine would present them just for you where you are based. Wouldn't you want your page to be seen there for free? And that's why we're going to talk about this today. But let's first start with the basic. You need a web page, yes. And if you're selling online, then you need some kind of e-commerce solution. But we have to mention that SEO is also important if you have a brick and mortar store. Then you also need a web page. Because as we said, people first typically go in and search for your products online. So if they find you online, you can direct them that way to and point them to your brick and mortar store. But in this episode, we'll mostly talk about the e-commerce solutions. And we suggest two different options for you if you don't have an e-commerce solution or a web shop yet. And the first one is really easy. If you don't want to spend any time on this or energy, you don't have any interest in building a website, you could take a look at Shopify, which is a full service solution for a web shop. You can add those functionalities that you want, and you pay them a monthly subscription fee for having this service, but you don't have to think about any maintenance, any support. It's just working for you, and they take care of the rest. And if you want to try them out, we have a link in our bio, which will give you a 14-day free trial of their service. Or you can try the other way. That's the way we've been doing it. And this requires that you spend some time learning it, and you should have an interest. And then you have to remember, even when you have created it this way, you have to maintain it. And I personally prefer this since it leaves me in full control, and it's also more cost efficient if you know how to do it. I don't think it's too hard, but we have to remember that I created my first web page back in 1997 at the Royal Institute of Technology here in Stockholm. So maybe I'm not the right person to say how difficult this is for a beginning. What would you say, Anna?
No, because if I would make it, I would never make it. I mean, I do not know how to make a website. So I'd be screwed. I'd probably take the first Shopify option. Yes, thank you.
Yes. But you can also take a look. We have a post on our blog. It's called Create an E-commerce Site for Your Clothing Brand. We'll leave the link in the bio. It describes how you can do it with WordPress and a plugin called WooCommerce. It's free, basically. You just have to spend time on it. I want to emphasize that you don't have to spend a fortune on a website. I used to work for Europe's largest workwear brand, and I was in charge of rolling out e-commerce solutions in some countries that had over 100,000 active users on day one. So I know what those solutions look like, and I also know that those cost millions of dollars to create. But for the vast majority of you who are listening, you can use one of these two cheap options that I just mentioned. They will cover over 99% of your needs. When it gets tricky is if you, for example, are doing this on a very large scale, or you have other systems that you need to integrate your e-commerce solution with, or you have special needs, you're doing, for example, business to business, and you need different certification levels. But I won't bore you guys with this right now. If you have more questions about this, just send me a message on Instagram or a messenger or an email, and we can get really nerdy and chat about this stuff. Okay, so the basic is you need to have a website.
And actually, I'm going to jump in here because many of you might be thinking you haven't launched your brand yet. But like, yeah, but I don't have a product yet. I don't need a website. Probably not yet. But yes, you do need a website or at least a landing page with your brand name or with your story or with your what you're intending to do. That's going to give you a place for the people that are connecting with you and your brand. They're going to be able to come in there, probably leave their email addresses to get informed on when the product are launched. And this means that when, if you're teasing out your product and you're talking about your concept and all that, you're going to have a tribe when your product is launching. And of course, when you already have customers, eager customers that can't wait for your product, it will be way easier to sell them. Then, let's say if your product is ready, you have no one. You don't even have a website. Then you all of a sudden need to attract all the customers. It's going to be a pain in the ass. And so you need to make sure that you have a landing page or a website before your product is ready.
And you don't need to be tech savvy to do this. There are so many services out there that can help you to do this in no time at all. But remember, having a website, it's not just enough. Many people underestimate the effort of selling online. They think, oh, well, I have a webpage and I'm ready. Well, but no one will find you.
You know the saying, build it and they will come? No, they're not going to come because they're not going to find you. They don't even know you exist.
So you have to, when you have your website, you need to drive traffic. We will talk more about this today. And then you need to, when you have the traffic, you need to convert them. And this means that the people that come to you will take some kind of action that you want. They will get one step further of buying something from you. When you have the traffic and they're converting, this goes hand in hand with that you need to have an offer on your website that matches what your customer wants. So, okay. You need the traffic, you need the conversion, and you need the offer that matches. Super easy. Okay, bye-bye, that's it. Now, today we'll focus on the traffic part and more exactly the SEO part. But I can mention also, besides SEO, the search engine optimization, there are different other ways as well. You can work on brand recognition, meaning just typical PR and marketing. People will know about your brand. They go directly to your website because they know who you are. So you don't have to have any paid advertising for that. Because the other way is the paid advertising. This is often named PPC, paid per click. So this is when you have an ad on Facebook or you have an ad on Google or Instagram. So you pay for visitors to come to your site. And this is something you have to, this is a completely different topic, but you basically have to calculate how much you can afford for every purchase to spend on advertising. So let's get to the main topic, this SEO, search engine optimization. So you know all these search engines like Google, Bing, Yahoo, again, when you search for a topic, they present a number of suggestions for pages that are relevant to you. And when you optimize your SEO, it means that your website is presented. And let's say Google, for example, you want your page to be on the first page in the eyes of the user when they search for this topic. And the good thing with SEO is that it doesn't cost you anything directly. It only costs you if you pay for someone's time to do it for you and if you calculate your time, but you don't have to spend money like on paid advertising. And it will take time to implement it and will also take time to research it. So I will give you four actionable tips that you can do. First, try to find out what the customers are searching for. And here you need to know your customer. Who is your customer?
And not only who's your customer, but what are your products about? What is it that you're actually doing and what's so special with it? You have to nail this first.
So what the customers are looking for will lead you to search terms. They're called keywords in the SEO world. So let's take an example. Let's say your customers are searching for organic clothes Australia. So these would be your keywords. Then you use these keywords when you create your content around your products. You write blog posts, you create videos, product descriptions, and in those you mention these keywords all the time. But you have to do it in a natural way. You just don't stuff it in like an add-on. You have to remember that the girls and guys behind the search engines algorithms, they're very smart. So you can't really outsmart them. So if you do it in the wrong way, you might get punished by the search engine, meaning they don't present your page where you would like it to be. So you use these keywords when you name your images, when you create your product names, when you create your blog post titles, your search tags, media descriptions, and so on the back end of your website when you create it. All over the place, your site should be about these keywords, meaning when you search for these, for example, Google will know, okay, this is a page that is relevant to these keywords.
And one thing is, of course, this means that you have to create quite a lot of content to put on your website so Google can find your content and so they can find these keywords. And yes, it does help if you write pretty lengthy about yourself on the about page. And yes, that you write blog posts once a week, for example, that you put all these keywords inside your website so Google can find them when people search for you. But you have to create content. It does not help to just put a website up, put some pretty pictures, and then done. That's not going to be good for your SEO.
And it's very important here again that your page matches your keywords. So again, let's say you have organic clothes Australia, then your page...
No, let's take party pants. Let's
take party pants. Then it should really be about party pants. Otherwise, the search engines won't present your page as relevant to the user.
And on your blog, maybe you might write about party tips and then you include pictures of your party pants in your party pics. Yeah, that's how it goes.
And some of you might wonder, how does, for example, Google's algorithm work? So can you figure that out? Well, you could spend time on that, but you have to remember that they change their algorithm over 1,000 times every year. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. You have to understand this instead. They want to produce search results that best matches the person searching. That's simple. So they want to make a relevant suggestion. So if you create your page with that in mind, it will be fine. And tip number two, it's about backlinks. And backlinks means that someone else has put a link to your site on their webpage.
For example, if a blogger has written about your party pants, then they insert a backlink to your website from their website about your party pants.
And backlinks, that's supposedly one of the top three ranking factors for Google. So when you get other pages to link to your site, it will tell the search engine that your page is relevant to other people as well. If you can get a link from a site that is established and well-renowned, that's even better. Because one single high-quality backlink from one of those pages can be more powerful than, for example, 1,000 low-quality backlinks. So the way of getting these are, for example, to write guest posts You can participate in interviews where they will link back to your web page. And I'm sure you can be creative about this, but it's something worth mentioning that it's very important to be shown in the search results if you have backlinks to your website.
And collaborations are great as well.
Absolutely. And tip number three. This goes for you even if you have started with the SEO. You have to view the search engine as a four-year-old. When they visit your site, they don't know what to look for. You have to be there and guide them. And you do this with using links and menus on your site. By this way, you're telling the search engine what's important and where they should go on your site. Keep the page really clean so it's easy to navigate and find out what they should do. Use text so they easily can understand what the page is about and what the users should do. You have to guide them and tell the search engine what's important. Now let's get to tip number four. First, a URL is the web address that you see on the top of your web browser. For example, apparelentrepreneurship.com/podcast. That's one URL. And another one is apparelentrepreneurship.com/blog. So those are two different ones and two different pages. And the tip is you should not have the same text on several URLs. You should only have one text on one page on the entire internet. And this is for SEO reasons. Because otherwise, the search engine will not know, again, for Party Pants or Organic Clothes Australia, they will not know which page to point to.
It's confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing if there are several pages with the same information. So you make sure you have different descriptions and different text on different pages. It will make it easier and better for you for SEO reasons. Okay, so let's summarize this. First of all, don't spend too much money on your website. You can do it in a cost-efficient way with either Shopify or WordPress. We have links in the show notes and on our website.
And also, one of my friends, they launched their brand a couple of years ago and they spent 80,000 euros on their website. Last year, they had to sell their brand because they went bust. So put your money where it matters.
Absolutely. And also for a website, that's something that shouldn't be static. You have to show something is happening. So in a few, every 6 months or so, you have to change things so the customer see that this is a living brand. And are you prepared to spend another 80,000 euros in 6 months? No.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. And obviously these guys didn't come to us first because we would have told them that. Then you have to, okay, so when you have your website, you need to drive traffic, and you need to work on your conversions and have a matching offer. And to get the traffic, you can either work with brand recognition, paid advertising, or as we talked about in this episode, the SEO. And the four tips are, the first one is find keywords that are relevant to your brand and your products that you incorporate on your website. And the second one is use backlinks to improve your ranking with the search engines. Tip number three, think about the search engines as a four-year-old. Guide them and make it easy and show them what's relevant on your web page. And tip number four, only use one text per URL. That's the web address. I mean, this is a science by itself. And if you need help, it can absolutely be worth it to get someone to help you out on an agency. But you can come a long way by doing these basic things by yourself. And we will, in our membership program, add content where we explain more in detail how you can implement SEO on your website. I mean, we are getting thousands of visitors each month just because of SEO, and it doesn't cost us anything. And we will explain exactly how we've done this. And even small changes can have a massive impact on the traffic you get to your website. So if you're a member, good for you. If you're not, go to apparelentrepreneurship.com/join and join us in the membership.
And that was it for today, guys. I hope it wasn't too nerdy. Klaus loves to talk about this stuff, but it's really for super tangible tips. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for listening and for taking your time and hanging out with us. If you haven't subscribed, please do so, so you do not miss out on any episodes where people want to hear more about these things and about other interesting topics. So we're even thinking about doing bonus episodes, and those you do not want to miss. That was it. Thank you so much and speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.